Hey, this is the Fonz Mondo, Stephen Anthony. A very quick boo as my toad in the hole that Louise has just cooked from scratch is nearly ready. I love toad in the hole. Well, it's better than a frog in the throat. So toad in the hole, it's like a batter mix with sausage. It's something that a lot of children like, and I'm such a child, I still like it. So Louise has just done me some. So before I have that, yesterday, what a day did we... Well, we did have a strange day yesterday. We got up, the cat wasn't well. We need to do this quick because it's about to come in any second. We got in, the cat wasn't well. We realised the cat wasn't behaving as the cat behaves. Louise has had this cat for 16 years, so she knows when the cat isn't right. Eventually, we decided we need to go to the vets today, which was yesterday, as it's a bank holiday weekend, so all the vet fees will go up. Plus, we may have to go to a different vet because ours may not be open. We took it to the vet. They did blood tests. They checked to make sure that his eyes were okay, and they did a couple of other only little checks. I'm not going to go into a ton of checks because they didn't do many. Then they decided that maybe the cat's got a slight kidney infection. So they give it a little injection and then give us liquid version of antibiotics. £185. It cost us £40 because we said we needed to go as soon as possible. And they said, well, if you come after 5 o'clock, it will cost you less because it will cost you £40 if you come now. We got there, there was no one there. So why did it cost us £40 then? If they were busy, I could understand it, but there wasn't. There was nobody there. She's coming with me dinner now. We got back home to find that the guide dog had found these extremely expensive liqueurs, so the alcohol content would have been seriously high. And the dog found them, unboxed them, unwrapped each liqueur and ate them. We've now got a drunk guide dog. But we have to go somewhere because we've told everyone that we're going, and there's a few people that's going to be waiting for us, and we can't let them down. So now we're about to go on an adventure on a train with a drunk guide dog, I kid you not. Yep, so he gets on the train. Well, the guide dog has got a little bit of a headache by now because the alcohol is starting to sort of take effect. We're screaming, kids. So the dog starts howling like a wolf. The kids are screaming. The dog howls. So the train journey was lovely. We get to town. And then we sit at this Italian restaurant. The waiter comes out, who is Italian. We tell him the order. And then about 20 minutes later, another waiter comes out saying, what would you like to eat? We said, we've ordered. No, you haven't. We couldn't read his writing. We're going to have to do it again. So we did it all again. All the time, these guests that we're going to be meeting at this person's house that we've gone to meet in town... are going to be on their way very shortly, but we're still in town. We haven't even had our dinner, so we quickly have the dinner, well, as fast as the waiters will get it to us. But Louise insists, and so does my other friend, on a pudding. So they have their pudding. We then now are nearly an hour late, so we've quickly got to sort of let these people know that don't leave the house yet because we've not even left town. We get back, we meet up with these people. Have a fantastic night. We get home. The cat seems a little bit more settled after it's had its antibiotics and its injection. Still not quite right though today. So yesterday we had a really, really good evening. Started off a little bit sort of sad actually, because we really did think maybe when we took the cat there, because it's got lots of health problems now, they might have said, we suggest you put the cat down, but they didn't. They said the cat was quite healthy and then gladly took £185 off us. So that was our day yesterday. Been quite eventful. Today's been pretty sort of ordinary. I'm going to finish here, and I hope that a certain person or persons has stayed with this boo, because I'm not going to add their names at the beginning. I'm going to see if they actually do hear my boos or not. But congratulations on being married for a year to Siobhan and Sean Dilly. Congratulations, and I hope you're having a great day. I will speak to you all soon, and that is my booth. My toad in the hole is now in front of me, so I'm going to enjoy. You take care.